appreciate you guys coming out today. First, I want to thank the City of New Orleans, our sponsors here, for the Arena Bowl Met 10 and the Sheraton Hotel. Everything's been first class so far since we got to the panel, so appreciate everybody being a part of the Arena Bowl. I guess we'll talk a little bit about, you know, last year into this year. You know, I think it's, I need to make the point that it's two different football teams. Last year has nothing to do with this year. We had 50% turnover on our roster. We did keep a core group of guys, but two different, you know, it's really about the journey. And we had two different, you know, journeys to the Arena Bowl. Last year, we breezed through the season with no injuries, didn't have a lot of adversity, and we cruised right to the Arena Bowl. And then this year, it seems like we've had a lot more adversity with different things, with you know, like, for example, injuries. You know, our guys just kept playing. And we got an opportunity to put ourselves in a position to you know, get in the playoffs and compete again to go back to the Arena Bowl. I know that was a goal at the beginning of the year. You know, we felt like it was going to be championship or bust this year. We felt like, well, you know, we got the players, but also felt like we did it the right way. You know, we brought back our guys. The first free agents that we wanted to go out and sign was our own. We brought back our, you know, a good group of core guys from last year's team. We went out and picked up two or three free agents that I felt like gave us, you know, filled some holes and gave us a little bit of an edge moving forward. We was able to pick up Maurice Purify after our loss to Rod Windsor last year to the NFL. You know, we picked up Maurice in free agency. We picked up Chris Gould, our kicker. We lost Fabrizio Scaccia, who's now kicking for Philadelphia. We lost him to the 49ers last year, and we was able to pick up Chris Gould. I felt like Chris Gould, you know, was a guy that definitely, you know, should have been considered for kicker of the year. Led the league in touchbacks. His extra points was right at 90%, and I believe he's like over 90% on his field goal. So he had an outstanding year as a kicker. And I don't know if there is a stat for touchbacks, but you know, if there is one, he might have set it this year because he just blew every kicker away with the touchbacks this year on kickoffs. Other free agents, there was three that we went and got. Well, Marquis White, was able to pick up Marquis White. And as a receiver as well, he got picked up by the Canadian Football League, and then about 7-8 games into the season, he was released, and we was able to get him in. So, you know, those three guys from a free agent standpoint have us. And then I felt like we did a great job going out and finding some rookies that came in and had a great season. We had two rookies make All-League this year. R. Keith Brown, a defensive back, made second-team All-Arena, and Michael Huey was first-team All-Arena on the offensive line. So, you know, we felt like from building the team, we did it the right way, and, you know, we didn't really want to get into picking up too many free agents from other teams because we want to be able to teach our brand of arena football and develop our type of players. So that seems to work for us, and there's no book on what's the right way or wrong way to do it. Philadelphia, they went out and just got a bunch of street free agents, you know, from all over the league. You know, San Jose was another team that did it that way. We just had a different philosophy and went with it, and it seemed to work for us. But we're happy to be back here. Our guys fought all year. I feel like our players deserve all the credit. We tell them first day when they get there that the desert is part of being an Arizona Rattler. We practice outside in the heat. I think it makes us mentally tougher. Physically tougher, you know, so when we get in a game, in a tight game, that you know, when you're practicing in the heat, you have to, when you get tired and hot, and you have to concentrate, and they've been able to overcome that, and you know, that's been a part of the Rattlers, and so we take a lot of pride in that. I think when you have a good organization, it starts at the top. Our owner, Ron Schertz, has done an outstanding job since buying the team last year. And since he came in, you can see an immediate change in the atmosphere and the environment for the Arizona Rattlers. You know, and we got great coaches on our staff. Our assistant head coach, Connie Kawhi, has done an outstanding job with our offensive line. 2 years in a row, we've been in the top two or three in giving up sacks. We do a lot of five-step, you know, and I know Philly had a lot to say earlier in the week about their offensive linemen not making our league, but they really run the ball and do a lot of three-step, where we do a lot of five-step, and we have two guys make all conference. So, you know, I feel like our guys have been put in a position where they, you know, they got to go out and earn that offensive line first team all arena. We also, Kyle Young was my offensive lineman of the year this year. He got voted. So these guys had an outstanding year. Omar Smith, our defensive coordinator, has done an outstanding job. 2 years in a row, we finished in second scoring defense in the league. He's done an outstanding job with the defense, with our secondary. Every year, you know, since we've had Omar, we've had defensive backs that made all league. And, you know, so we felt pretty good about the people that we got around in our organization. So, you know, in terms of the journey this year, you know, it's been an up and down season. You know, we had a lot of injuries early in the season. We weren't playing our best football. And then as the season went on, we got some guys back. We started developing chemistry because, like I said earlier, we had 50% turnover. And then by the end of the season, you know, we were playing pretty good football. And then we had, you know, right at the end of the season, we had another rash of injuries. Wasn't playing so hot on offense. But once we started getting some guys back lined up, then, you know, we was able to put up, you know, 75 points like we did last week. So, you know, we're looking forward to the, you know, a great arena bowl. It's two good football teams going against each other. And, you know, Doug Plank's done a great job up there in his first year with Philadelphia. I want to congratulate those guys for making it to the arena bowl as well. And we're looking for a great game. I'm sure it's going to be good for the Arena Football League. Okay, I'll open the floor for any questions. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me introduce our players. R. Keith Brown, he was second team Hall Arena this year as a rookie. He's out of Texas A&M, he's done an outstanding job for us. Cliff Dukes, oh, I'm sorry, he was one of the other guys that we picked. We actually did pick him up in free agency. He was able to pull off a trade with Kansas City to be able to pick up Cliff Dukes to bolster our pass rush. Cliff Dukes was the defensive lineman of the year last year for the whole league. He's done an outstanding job for us this year. And then Nick Davila, our quarterback. Nick was the MVP of the league last year. Had another great year this season. One of our leaders on the football team, and we're also happy to have him. Done an awesome job. And then Marius Purify, we picked up in free agency. You know, he's been a great fit for us, especially for the position that he plays in our offense, and he's made a lot of big plays for us. So these guys have had outstanding years, and then also their teammates, and we can pull any of these guys up here that you want to talk to, but these guys deserve all the credit while we're sitting here today.
Coach, you let 50% of your team go, basically. You pick up another 50%, you lost 5 feet.
No, in this game, it's a small roster. So if you got the right players at the right spot, our philosophy is to build a team down the middle. You know, you could go out and find good perimeter players. And we've been able to do that, and that's not, I'm not trying to short the other positions, but you want to be strong up the middle anytime you build a football team. And you know, if you look right down the middle of our team, you know, we've had some, you know, another guy we left out was Odie Armstrong, our fullback. He was second team all league this year. He had an outstanding job. But if you look down the middle, our fullback, our center was the offensive lineman of the year. Our fullback was second team all arena. Our quarterback has been strong for us, you know, since he's got to the Arizona Rattlers. And you go to defense, our nose guard, Antoine Hawthorne. I know Philly got their saying about who didn't make it. I mean, Antoine, to me, there's not a better nose guard in the game playing in arena football. Our Mac linebacker, Tyree Glasper, very physical. You know, Virgil Bray plays their safety spot. I mean, so if you look right down the middle, and you have the other spot that we really look at that we put a lot of weight on is our kicker. I mean, he's responsible for a lot of points and onside kicks and kickoffs. So, and then you take all the other positions and you start, you know, plugging those guys in, then you can develop a pretty good football team. But I wasn't surprised, you know, because we had a good group of core guys. And then, and also I think it says something about our coaching staff. We're, in this model, you have to develop football players. And people's made the statement all year long that we have a bunch of veterans. I mean, we've got a lot of young guys on our football team. So, you know, I'm sure after this season, we're going to have to turn some spots over as well. You know, some guys leave for free agency, some guys decide not to play anymore, and that's just the model that we play in right now.
After y'all were here about 6-7 weeks ago, after the game, I asked Coach Barrett, would you be surprised to see them back? So you got a prediction there. He knew you guys were coming back.
Yeah. No, you know, me and Pat, we were teammates back in 1999 with Orlando Predators. We went to the Arena Bowl that year. And, you know, Pat's a solid guy. I think, you know, he's a guy that definitely – we voted for him. Each coach gets 3 votes for coach of the year. He was definitely in my top three for him to come in and you know, get this organization back in the playoffs. I think he did an outstanding job down here this year.
Yeah, that was more of a prediction on you guys. How well you all play.
Yeah, well, I mean, me and Pat talk from time to time, so he's aware of, you know, and he's been around the league a long time. He knows, you know, you got to have players to win. And he knows, you know, that we've got some good players. So, you know, I appreciate that from Pat. I think I saw that interview, so I do remember him saying that.
Talk about Philadelphia. What you know about them? What scares you?
Well, we're not scared. Let's be clear about that.
We have to worry about
that. To be honest, we haven't seen too much Philadelphia all year long. I mean, this week we haven't played them, haven't seen too much film on throughout the season. Through 18 weeks of playing, we've saw maybe one or two film, you know, the whole season. So, and you know, because we were playing another team, really wasn't concentrating on what they were doing. This week we went back, we downloaded, you know, pretty much every game they played, and started looking at it and looking at the matchups. I mean. You know, they've done a great job of putting themselves in a position to be back here. I mean, Doug Plant's went in there. They didn't make the playoffs last year. So he's done a great job of getting them into the playoffs and his leadership. They went about building their team a little different. They were very aggressive on street free agents in our league and went and picked them up. And he got those guys gelled, you know. So, you know, there was a lot of predictions that, you know, they were pretty much crowned before the season started. So, you know, we'll find out if that's the case Friday night.
There's a question in the back corner of the room.
What's the curfew for these guys here?
Tonight, it'll be midnight, and then tomorrow night it'll be 11 o'clock. So, we came down here to play a championship game. We'll check the city out when the season's over.
Nick, if I can, just last year's loss in the Arena Bowl, how much of a motivation has that served for you and the guys that were part of this last year for the Rattlers?
You know, like Coach said earlier, you know, it's a different team. You know, some of the players that were on the team last year, you know, when you go to a championship game and you lose, you know, you only play this game to win a championship. So whenever you get opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. So that's what we're going to try to do.
Maurice, and all of you can answer this. Playing in the National Conference and the depth of that conference and the tough road you had to get here and the two close games to get here, do you feel like that gives you an advantage and prepares you very well for this game?
I definitely think it prepared us well. Now we're battle tested. We've been down in the fourth quarter and came back. Coach Guy brought it to our attention in the beginning of the year or towards the middle of the year, people thought we were front runners, and I think the game last week let everybody know that through adversity we can come back and win, and that we're in every game at all times.
In the depth of the conference, guys, you feel like your conference really prepared you well for this?
I do too. I mean, we've been working hard since we started, so you know, hard work pays off. Just happy to be here.
Talk to talking about the conferences, I know there's been a lot of talk about that. One side stronger than the other. And we do feel like we play in the best division in arena football. That being said, this is 2 years in a row that we actually swept the other conference in the regular season, but didn't win the arena bowl. So we get another crack at that. Our division is very strong. We're throwing San Antonio, Chicago. I mean, those two teams are very good. But being in this league 17 years, I've seen that swing from year to year, so I don't really put too much thought into that.
For Coach and for Nick, what was that feeling like walking off the field last year, losing on the last play, and is that something that has stuck with you up until now?
Go ahead, Nick.
When you play this game, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. It didn't feel good, but you can't worry about the past. You can't worry about the future. All you got to worry about is the present. And we're here and we're ready to play. We have a good team in Philadelphia, so that's my take on it.
My feeling was, what the hell just happened? So that was pretty much my feeling on it. We had called a timeout before that play. Felt like we had everybody on the same page, and just didn't work out that way. So we waited to see how they lined up, called a timeout. Felt like we had them in the, we knew exactly what play they were fixing to run by the formation and motion that they lined up in, and we just didn't finish. And that's been something we've been talking about all season long, is finishing. We're back here and we get another opportunity to finish.
Coach, will you practice outside this week in New Orleans? Will you be outside?
Well, we're in the arena today. We got in last night. We practiced Monday and Tuesday back in Arizona in the desert. Because it was such a short turnaround, we played Saturday night. I think Philly played Friday night, so they had a little bit more time. But, we've got 6 days to turn around, so we had some issues trying to book flights that quick, so we got in last night. But we were able to prepare at our place for Monday and Tuesday, get in our offense and defensive days. Today will be a red zone deep practice, and tomorrow our walkthrough. So we'll be in the arena the rest of the week.
Does the extra day make a difference, do you think?
No. Jacksonville last year played on a Monday night, turned around and beat us on a Friday night. So I don't really read too much into that either. It's just like this, everybody's been talking about this time difference that, we're kicking off at 9:30 for Philadelphia it's 10:30. Well, last year we had to kick off at 5 o'clock and it was 8 o'clock for Jacksonville, which is more normal time for them. So, I mean, it is what it is. When you get to a championship game, no matter what time, plus we're down here for 2 or 3 days, everybody should adapt to the time. We're only talking 1 hour difference for them and 2 hour difference for us, so it's not that big of a deal. This is a great city to play a game in, I don't think that's going to affect us at all.
This ArenaFan.com podcast was taped exclusively in New Orleans, Louisiana, home of Vitae Arena Bowl 25.